You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. We are joined by Ilan Berman, an attorney and foreign policy practitioner of the First Order. These days, he is a senior vice president at the highly regarded American Foreign Policy Council. He also is part of the faculty of one of the academic institutions I admire most, Missouri State University's Department of Defense and Strategic Studies. He is a best-selling author many times over, including most recently, and very relevant to our topic today, of Iran's deadly ambition, the Islamic Republic's quest for global power. Ilan Berman, welcome back. It's so good to have you.
Oh, always good to be back.
So, Ilan, I am of the view, and I want to see if you are as well, that what went down between Israel and Iran over the weekend is very ominous indeed. It was, of course, an exchange of fire between Israeli forces and Iranians, as well as their proxies. What did you make of it, and what do you think it is likely to portend?
I sort of tend to share the view that this is a pretty significant development, a pretty significant escalation in terms of the tensions that exist on Israel's northern border, on Syria's southern border, and what's, I think, almost the most interesting thing is that it's taken so long for this to materialize, because frankly, the writing on the wall for this escalating Israeli-Iranian confrontation has been there for some time. Part of the internal dynamics of the Syrian civil war since its outbreak in 2011 has been that Iran has used the disorder there to step into the theater in force to backstop the Syrian regime, which is a key proxy, but in doing so, to really entrench itself in the Syrian theater, in the Eastern Mediterranean, in a way that they haven't been able to do before. This is something the Israelis have talked about and worried about for a long time. But until very recently, they were getting guarantees from Moscow, which is also involved in the Syrian civil war, and also from Washington, that Iran would be curbed, Iran would be contained in terms of what it can do in the Syrian theater. What we're now seeing is that as Iran becomes stronger there, it's more free to act. It's more free to act directly against Israel. And this is sort of the context of what happened over the last several days.
So, Ilan, I think what you've done is just reaffirmed and reinforced my concerns. When the Iranians are now close by Israel's borders, not only in the form of course, their Syrian proxies, but also their terrorist adjuncts, Hezbollah, but also now Iranian frontline forces themselves, this would seem to be crossing, breaching, shall we say, those Israeli red lines. There's talk that the Iranians are putting together not only the immense arsenal of missiles and rockets, some of which are increasingly precise and capable of ranging all of Israel, from Hezbollah-controlled areas of Lebanon, but also that they're putting together facilities in Syria for manufacturing similar sorts of threats from Syrian soil as well. As you see this metastasizing, I think it's the right word for it, what are Israel's options and what is the appropriate position of the United States as you see it?
Right. Well, so I would actually paint the picture even a little bit more starkly, because if you look at what Iran has done, both in terms of weaponizing the Syrian civil war for its own purposes, but also in terms of what it's done in territorial Iraq, where it's co-opted Shiite militias, and in terms of its arming and outfitting of Hezbollah in a much more real sense, what you're looking at is Iran erecting an incipient empire that stretches from territorial Iran all the way to the Eastern Mediterranean, and of which what Iran is doing in Syria is a crucial part. For the Israelis, this is the existential dread, right? The sort of the worry that the existential enemy is moving closer to Israeli borders, and the fact that there's really nothing Israel can do about it. And the U.S. doesn't seem engaged. This is something that the Israelis have clamored about for a long time. It is what has animated Prime Minister Netanyahu to travel four times now to Moscow to essentially try to convince Vladimir Putin that Russia, which is also active in Syria, should shape and contain and limit what Iran can do there. But ultimately, this expanding Iranian reach to the West is a strategic problem, certainly for Israel, but it's also a strategic problem for the United States, because it's becoming clearer and clearer that Iran's designs for Syria, Iran's designs for Iraq are sort of run in contravention to ours. And if you don't stand for something, you fall for everything. And so us not having a Syria policy makes it very hard to respond.
It does indeed. Let me ask you about one piece of this that is not often noted in all of this regard, Ilan Berman, the ambitions of the Iranian regime for regional hegemony, their encroaching on Israel in ways that are extraordinarily threatening to the people of Israel, the terrorism, and not least the nuclear weapons program, which, as best we can tell, is continuing apace, as are those ballistic missile developments that have been of such concern, both for Iran's immediate neighbors as well as increasingly Europe and even the United States. This would all seem to me to be very much a part of the legacy of Barack Obama and his misbegotten diplomacy, and specifically the deal with Iran, this so-called JCPOA. Do you see it that way, Ilan, or am I missing something here?
No, I think that's exactly right. Look, the JCPOA should be understood for exactly what it was. It was a colossal strategic gamble on the part of the Obama administration. The gamble was that if we talk nicely enough, if we provide enough strategic sweeteners in the form of passels of cash, we can really reshape Iranian behavior. We can make them behave better towards us and also towards the region. What we're seeing very concretely in the way Iran is mobilizing, in the way Iran is militarizing, is that the opposite has happened. This is predictable, right? If we look at the last 39 years of the Islamic Republic, it's been very clear that the Iranian regime has preferred guns over butter every single time. We have enabled this. We've empowered this sentiment to rear its head again, because as part of the JCPOA, we have provided Iran with a tremendous amount of economic resources that they didn't have before, and also rehabilitated them politically and diplomatically in the region. So what you're seeing now in terms of Iran reclaiming the mantle of regional hegemon, or at least attempting to expand its strategic reach into the Eastern Mediterranean, is very much a consequence of this new, more permissive environment that the last administration created.
You know, a strategic gamble, I guess, is one way of putting it. I think of it as malfeasance, diplomatic and strategic malfeasance, Ilan Berman, because, as you say, there wasn't any evidence to support this idea that one could take this risk. In fact, all of the evidence, I think, was to the contrary. It's a very bitter fruit, and it is a tragedy that it's going to befall all of those who objected to it, and it will not be playing out on the watch of the man who, I think, did so much to make it to happen. Ilan, you have also done tremendously important work, and unfortunately we don't have the time to discuss it today, but I hope we'll be able to get you back soon to illuminate what Iran is doing in our own hemisphere as well. In fact, I think Venezuela is now being described by some as the next Syria because of Iran's presence there and the disastrous condition of that state and what it might mean, especially as it's in proximity to us. But that is for another day, my friend. Thank you so much for taking the time today and for the great work that you do at the American Foreign Policy Council. I know that you'll keep it up, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. Next up, David Goldman joins us. We'll talk with him about Russia and the United States and Syria, as well as what's going on with Israel and Iran, right after this.